Yes, it's Marilyn Monroe arriving with her playwright husband, Arthur Miller.
In the summer of 1956, the iconic actress joined the equally iconic British actor, Laurence Olivier, to film the comedy The Prince and the Showgirl in London.
I love you.
I love you. Oh, gosh, your Grand Ducal Highness, how I love you.
My Week with Marilyn is based on Colin Clark's account of that shoot and the week he spent with a star. The film looks at Marilyn Monroe from the perspective of Clark, the son of an English aristocrat working for the first time on a film set.
They say you do light of heart and fancy free. That's the way to start.
No one, not even Clark, would have expected that a young assistant would get that close to the star. But during the filming, Monroe befriended Clark, and he became a confidant. For Clark, Monroe was his first love.
You have a nice time, boys.
Surprise!
Jesus!
Roger and I decided to take you on an adventure.
What the hell?
In the film, Monroe is a sex symbol, but she's also fragile and troubled. Her stardom and her new marriage to the playwright Arthur Miller are incapable of easing her loneliness and insecurity. Michelle Williams interprets the superstar's volatility with verve and sensitivity. The film's excellent editing enhances Williams' portrayal of Monroe.
I hope that it adds, that it fills out, maybe, their impression of Marilyn Monroe, and that she is allowed, through me or through her own presence, to expand. And that certain things that you may not have realized about her, her wit, her empathy, her deep desire to be taken seriously as an artist.
According to Clark's book, the superstar had hoped to gain respect by playing alongside Olivier in The Prince and the Showgirl. But the rapport between the effervescent Monroe and the highbrow Olivier was difficult. During the filming, their relationship broke down, and the movie was a flop. In My Week with Marilyn, Kenneth Branagh portrays Sir Lawrence as stodgy, impatient, and judgmental.
By the time he meets Marilyn Monroe on a soundstage at Pinewood, he is the revered and respected Sir Laurence Olivier, and that's his problem. He wants to be youthful, edgy, cutting. He wants Marilyn to renew him. He wants to be associated with her youthful, sexy, explosive, revolutionary kind of style. And it's a very tough ask. And what he imagines and what happens are two very different things.
As the relationship deteriorates, Colin Clark, played by Eddie Redmayne, comes to Monroe's rescue. Their romance becomes the story's central theme. But through it, we also watch Monroe's failing third marriage, her depression, her dependence on sedatives, and her slide to self-destruction.
You could quit this. Forget Marilyn Monroe. Forget Hollywood. Let it all go.
The film shows she couldn't. Her fame nourished her as much as it devoured her.
Can.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
A tropical heat wave. The way that I move, that thermometer proves that I certainly can.